When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We'll zip through the Jets and the Giants, get to some of the good NFL stuff. We'll start with the good. That would be the Jets beating the Jaguars.
Rodgers back to throw. Well protected. Fires one up the seam through Adams. He's got him in stride at the 30, at the 20, 10, 5, spins, end zone, touchdown. That's a Jet touchdown. Devontae Adams streaks down the middle, and Aaron Rodgers puts it right in his hands, and the Jets have the lead. 3:24 to go.
That was Bob with Shoes and Q104.3 Jets Radio, 71 yards for the touchdown. How about the day Adams had? No yards in the first half, none. And then 9 catches for a 198, 2 touchdowns in the second. The Jets win 32-25. Breece Hall, the go-ahead touchdown with 1:05 left. Here was Rodgers post-game. Must have felt like old times, you and Devontae.
Yeah, except you dropped one. And I missed him on the next play, or the next big third down. But yeah, Tay's fantastic player.
Fourth win of the season. Here was Devontae. Nice to actually get in the win column again.
Felt great. We've been in it multiple times, and it's never been for a lack of effort, but to be able to execute and make the plays when they matter, a couple of tough third downs and figuring out whether they busted coverage or whatever, figuring it out and finishing off with a good rushing touchdown.
And that one catch he had along the sideline
was crazy.
Amazing.
And that was, because I could be wrong about this, wasn't this after they had to waste another timeout?
Yes.
And it was 3rd and 5?
Yeah.
And they probably would have, yeah. So that was a heck of a catch. Rodgers, 289 through the air, 3 touchdowns, even ran for 45. Sauce Gardner had the game-clinching interception. He was on SNY.
Threw it right to me, man. Threw it right to me. It's crazy. This whole week I was saying I felt like I was going to get 2. Obviously, I didn't get 2. I could have just been like, man, I ain't get no picks. But, like, for it to be that play, like, at the end of the game, it's crazy.
And so the Jets now 4-10. They take on the Rams Sunday at 1 p.m. Meantime, the Giants were home to the Ravens. And boy, oh boy, Lamar Jackson put on a show. 21 of 25, 290 yards, 5 touchdowns. He ran for 65 yards. Here was Brian Daboll. Yeah, he is something else.
He's difficult to defend every week. I mean, against any team he plays. He's a dynamic player. He's the reason why he's a 2-time MVP. And, he's really good.
And here was Mark Andrews on Ravens YouTube TV talking about Lamar Jackson.
He's just so good. Even the touchdown throw that he threw, to me, he kind of just led me right into it. It was almost like a shock. But he's just seeing the game incredibly well. And it's such a blessing to be able to play with the MVP and the best to ever do it.
I know that Josh Allen is having a great season as well. But, I mean, Lamar right now has got 34 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions.
That's pretty good.
And then he's going to be rushing for over probably 750 yards on top of that. I mean, everybody, I was listening to Tony and Jimmy. I say, oh, this guy's the MVP in regards to Josh Allen. I'm like, hey, wait a minute, time out. Did you see what Lamar Jackson did yesterday?
Yeah, he's been great. And if he won it again, I wouldn't be screaming about it. I just feel like Josh Allen is that entire team at this point. It's just,
dude, he's got 743 yards rushing already, so he'll be over 800 yards, maybe 900 yards, And this is where he won it last year, if you remember. They beat the Dolphins straight up, and Tua Tagovailoa was in the MVP race. And then they went out to San Francisco, and they beat Brock Purdy and the 49ers pretty handedly. And that's where he won the MVP, was really in the last month of the season. I'm just telling you that. I know Josh has played great. I don't want to take anything away from him, man, but I'm telling you, numbers-wise, Lamar Jackson is having a season for the ages.
Baltimore at Buffalo, AFC Championship game.
That'd be fun.
Depending on what happens with Patrick Mahomes and his ankle.
I mean, two quarterbacks that put up a ton of points and two defenses that don't stop anybody.
That is true.
Except the Giants. The Ravens stopped the Giants.
And by the way, the Lions yesterday, man, they lost three more defensive starters for the rest of the season.
It's been a problem. So we can get to that in Detroit.
Allen in the shotgun. Receiver to each side. Here's the snap on second and goal. And it's an Allen keeper. And he sails into the end zone on a 4-yard touchdown run. Oh, my, was that easy.
And that was Bills Radio, made it 14-0 in the first quarter.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, very easy. Just exactly the way he announced it. There was nobody there.
Al scored there.
Yeah.
You know, the best play of the game was called back. The chest pass touchdown.
Yes.
You guys,
yes.
Where he basically escapes from the rush, Josh Allen. Then he's got another guy coming up to his face, and he jumps and passes the football as a chest pass, like in basketball, to whoever it was. It was Dalton Kincaid, I think, actually. They called it back as a holding. But I was like, I mean, this guy's starting to do that type of stuff now, like the Mahomes crazy stuff.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, listen to these numbers. 362, two touchdowns, 68 yards rushing, two more touchdowns. Not too shabby. Here was Allen postgame.
I think, again, the mindset that we had this week was win every play. Whatever the play was, you know, find a way to execute at the highest level, and we were just focused on the next one, and guys made some really good plays tonight.
It did seem at times that they seemed to be unstoppable. Here was Dan Campbell, not happy with himself for all that.
You know, and ultimately, you know, it's like I told the team, man, I didn't have those guys ready to go. Not like that. You know, not when you're playing a team like that, and you know, that's with me, man.
Now,
a lot of injuries, man. I mean, they got just so many injuries on defense. I mean, they're a shell of who they are. I mean, they'll score 40 points every game, but they're going to end up losing every game because their defense can't stop anybody.
Jared Goff, in the losses, they were basically chasing the entire game. 494, 5 touchdowns, not good enough. So they are now 12-2, which opens the door for your Vikings.
It does. Well, and the Eagles as well.
Yeah.
But for the Vikings to win the division, they've got the Seahawks coming up, then the Packers, then the Lions, and the Seahawks may be without Geno Smith here. So, yeah, they're gonna have an opportunity there, but they got to win tonight against the Bears. Can't drop a bad one at home on Monday Night Football.
And the Bills now 11-3 with the win. As for those Eagles, they are 12-2. So much for the Hurts AJ Brown issue. It was no issue yesterday.
Hurts in the gun, Barkley to his left, AJ Brown out to the far side by his lonesome. Hurts this time backs up, looks, fires, complete. AJ Brown in the back.
Mm-hmm. And that was part of a 27-13 win for Philadelphia.
They look like the best team in the league right now. Overall.
Philly?
Yeah, they do.
I suppose.
I mean, they have defense.
I mean, Pittsburgh did nothing on offense yesterday.
That's right.
And no Pickens again, too, which
they
really
can, they can throw the ball and they can run the ball. I mean, like, the most balanced team, let's put it that way. That's what it seems like to me. Even better than Kansas City, better than Detroit right now. You know, maybe Minnesota's right there with them, you know, in terms of balance, where you have a quality defense and you can run the ball and you can throw the ball and you have a quarterback that moves around and makes extra plays.
Here's Nick Sirianni. How about Hurts today?
That's pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good. I thought Jalen did a great job of taking what the defense gave him. You know, getting a ball to our, you know, a 200-yard receivers. I always think that's cool when that happens.
Yeah, his number's pretty good. 290, two touchdowns. He ran for 45 yards.
Did you see the argument between Nick Sirianni, not the argument, but Nick Sirianni going after Jalen Carter?
I actually missed that part of it.
Yeah, so he head slapped a Pittsburgh Steeler. I mean, it was blatant. I mean, just absolutely blatant. And, you know, Carter's not. You know, he had issues coming into the league.
Mm-hmm.
They knew when they drafted him that there were potential issues, and he snapped yesterday in the middle of this game. And Sirianni was ticked, and I think it was the defensive line coach who got in between them. I mean, so that's a weird. They're a weird team.
Well, yeah. I mean, it also, you know, of course, with the AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts situation. Now you got the coach and another player getting into it. You know, Saquon was out for the entire second quarter in this game and basically did nothing. He was dealing with, they thought it was going to be a concussion situation, but he was dealing with some sort of hip thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, everybody's fragile, man.
Right. I kind of moved on from the Giants. Tommy DeVito didn't play the second half because of a concussion. Tim Boyle did play the second half of that game. Sunday Night Football, Packers and Seahawks. We talked about this with Seattle losing Geno Smith along the way. They also lost the game.
Takes the snap. He's back to pass. Love has time. Bouncing in the pocket. Lofts it deep down the middle of the field for the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Green Bay. Romeo Doubs.
Yeah, heck of a catch. That was Westwood One with the call. 30-13, Green Bay beating Seattle. And Geno Smith did suffer the knee injury. Here's Matt LaFleur. It's a good win. We're 10-4, but still lots of work to do.
Back in wins and try to take it one day at a time, one game at a time.
And that was the touchdown I played. I mean, that's a ridiculous catch as he basically grabbed it right before it hit the ground. Seattle falls to 8-6 with the loss. Monday Night Football, you mentioned the Vikings and the Bears. We got two games tonight. The Falcons also play the Raiders later this evening.
You should be rooting for the Raiders if you're a Giant fan.
That's right. Absolutely. They get a win.
Yeah.
Helps you out with the draft. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck.
No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.